Liars. Nan knew she wasn't qualified to work at the magazine, but Professor Paulson, her advisor in the English department and the magazine's editor, had convinced her. It didn't take much. He said, "We need you," and, having rarely felt needed by anyone, Nan said yes. "There's a mountain of slush," he explained, as they walked across campus. It was autumn, halfway through the first semester of her junior year, but the leaves along College Walk were still fragrant and green. "Literally, Nan," he said, amused, his arms outstretched. "Boxes inside of boxes. Boxes blocking the back exit. I think it's actually become a fire hazard." She'd never heard the term slush before, at least not in reference to anything but melting snow. "Just go in and talk to Tammy," he said. "She's the office manager." He pointed down 116th Street toward the river, to the curved stone building where the magazine's offices were located in the ground floor. "I already called her about this, so she'll put you right to work," he said. "I'm lucky I thought of you." He smiled at her. "And so are you."